Hey, what's going on, guys? It's me, Red Knight. I just wanted to make a faceless video because I wanted to talk about how I'm seeing red. I am seeing red when it comes to my life, and I don't mean that in a semi-bad way, but I want to explain some things. If you notice, I have not been uploading as much because I've been getting on my grind. I have two jobs. I work 30 hours at one job, and I work 40... Well, I work about 25 hours at one, about 33 hours at one job, and I work 40 at the other. I work about 73, 74 hours, give or take. And I work every day. I don't stop. Sometimes I work twice in one day. Like tonight, I get off at 7 a.m., I sleep, I get up at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then I work 3 p.m. till 1 a.m. later on in the day. So I have an 8-hour turnaround. I don't care. One of the things that I realized after doing my finances and budgeting with my first job before I got my second job was I wasn't making enough money. So I had to take my life more seriously. So I ended up getting me a second job. So that's the first thing I did. And I was having a sense of frustration with myself, with how things were, with how I took things and how I just kind of was just like, well, you know, the economy and things are what they are. Not really. I needed to take more assertiveness in my life in a very aggressive and callous way. What do I mean by callous? I'm talking about doing what needs to be done and not caring about the likelihood of other people around you. And the ironclad will. That's basically what I was getting back into. And I wanted to be so focused that I was scaring people. That's all I cared about. I wanted to put fear and discomfort in other people because I wanted them to see me in a better light and make themselves look worse through them seeing me. I was the reflection of what they should have been, and I was the reflection of what I wanted to be in my future. So the first thing I did was get a job, and I started working 70 hours. I didn't care. People around me, man, you're working too much. You need to, like, have a day off. No. I just told them no, and I kept working, and I just closed the door in their face. Now, this is the end of the first video. I'm trying to make shorter videos and then string them along so that they can be more consistent because, you know, memory and all that stuff. I'm not trying to make no 2 gig video file. I'm not doing that. So with that in mind, this is the end of part one. I'm going to make a part two immediately. And I'm going to talk about the discipline it took to get to this point. All right. Bye, guys. Okay, I'm back. So the discipline it took to get to this point, working 70 to 75 hours a week straight through from March, the beginning of March, to even to basically now, is that I had to lose sleep. I had to not sleep in. And I didn't care if I had to lose sleep. I didn't care. I was going to get up and get 5 hours of sleep every 24 hours and work about 20-hour days sometimes. Sometimes the totality of me working, I would work like 17, 18 hours in one day. And my bank account was happier. You know, people started to applaud me for my work. I was indifferent. So one of the things about me is that I don't care if people approve or disapprove. When it comes to my work ethic, I show them results through my work ethic, and I keep it moving. So that's one thing. Now, this other thing that I want to talk about is I want to talk about getting my doggone finances in order. After helping out my family members for about 6 to 8 months straight, they finally let off of me. So, okay, fine. We're family. You've helped me through so much. That's fine. Okay, fine. So it was time for me to do what I wanted to do for the first time this year. And what I wanted is that I wanted to have $1,000 in every account that I have. Now, I have several, but I don't use them because I couldn't, because I was broke. But now, with the discipline of losing sleep and taking my life more seriously and working 70 to 75 hours a week, now I'm just now seeing the point of where I can have, you know, I get paid twice a week, every 2 weeks, but I get paid 6 times a month. I get paid at one job every week, and the other job I get paid every 2 weeks. So every the second and fourth week of the month, I'm making like $1,300 in like 2 days. It's been 2 days. I make about $1,300. And I am diversifying. I am splitting things up. I am budgeting way better. I'm budgeting way better. And that's another thing. You got to become financially literate when you're doing this. I had to admit that I was behind and I needed help. Okay, I had to admit that. So this is the end of part two. Part three is going to come up. And the thing that I'm going to talk about is that breaking through my mentality when it comes to needing to have people around me during this timeline. I really don't need that anymore. So that's it. Okay, bye. All right, I'm back with part three. So basically, I wanted to discuss how I'm beginning to enjoy my time alone. And I know that I've talked about getting a sex doll and whatnot, because they're fun to play with and throw it down the stairs, whatever. But I'm now seeing it as a real mental health investment. I go home to nothing. All right, there's no girlfriend, there's no kids, there's no family, there's nothing. I don't have a marriage license on my wall. I don't have anything. So when I go home and go to bed, it is empty. And I can go either way. I can go either way at this point. And a sex doll really is more of something of a companionship. That's really kind of how I see it. And that's just how and now it is ensuring, it is solidified in me, saying you are going to work and save up money. You're going to move out or probably move out of the state and be alone out of the state, be somewhere you've never been before. And you're going to get this doll, or you're going to work 16-hour shifts, 6 days a week for the next 10 years. That is exactly how I see it. And I'm studying to get into computers. IT support, stuff like that, with a matching 401k. I am already studying for the test, and I have a plan to take the test in like early 2026 and to get out of these dead-end jobs by that point, by February or March of next year, and just work myself to death. I don't care if I work 7 days a week. I don't care if I work 80 hours a week. I've done that before, and I'll do it again. But this time, it's a career. See what I mean? And it is the drive of just needing yourself that is the most freeing thing ever. I used to be so scared to be alone when I was a child. I would cry myself to sleep because I didn't have any friends. And now I am so happy to be alone and have no one talk to me, have no one look at me. I don't have to look at anyone no more. It's complete 180, because I realized that people are crap and they're evil and they're demonic, so you might as well throw them away. People are like trash. Human life is like trash. That's all they are. They're trash. And the sooner you realize that human life is the trash you throw away, then everything becomes really easy after that. Just throw human life like trash. Throw them away. They have souls. Well, who cares? Just throw them away. And watch the problems melt. And that's something I had to do the hard way. I had to throw away everyone around me like trash and not care if they lived or died. And I just shrugged my shoulders if they did die. And some of them did die. I just shrugged my shoulders and I kept working. I chose my paycheck over my own friend's funeral. And that's fine. And I don't care what you guys think about that, because I have a mission. These people were not that great. So instead of me being so desperate to be around people, I chose myself, and then everyone else left me alone. And that's where I'm at in my life. At 37, that's where I'm at in my life. So this is it. I am going to put this video together. I made three short videos, string them together, and that's it. Okay, bye guys.